The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did you climax or are you just laughing at me?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Both.
What's that called?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an or.
What was actually called when you cry or laugh during
peri-orgasmic reaction or something? Last night?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Cry or laugh during an orgasm.
Yeah. Or get a headache.
Yeah, I don't want to concentrate on that one so much. I like the crying and laughing one, because that way, that's actually verbal, and your partner's going to hear you laughing or crying. And neither one is what you want to hear when you're having a, when you're making love to somebody.
No.
Making love.
But when if they had that reaction.
When you're giving that guy, that woman, shooting the guy, well, that was a Freudian, giving your woman pleasure, you want her moaning.
Yeah, but wouldn't you become accustomed to that after a while?
No, the crying.
Tears?
Tears didn't bother me.
Or her laughing in your face every time you accomplish the goal?
If I had both of them, it would have been, the tears didn't bother.
Yeah.
Or the girl cried. She cried.
Is that a deal breaker?
She told me that's what she did. What?
Is that a deal breaker?
Not for me, it wasn't, because I liked her.
Right.
She was cool. Yeah.
Both at the same time is psychotic.
Right. Yeah, like the way you laughed yesterday, Craig. Todd, you did that, you had an orgasm and you laughed yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but that was a little trumped up. That was not natural.
That was weird, and don't do it again.
No,
don't do that again.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, I have that in me.
But we did. That was a story we did sometime in the show, and if you, if you are that person, or you're the woman or man that has that affliction where you laugh or cry when you have an orgasm, we'll take that call.
I don't know who it's worse for, the person who it happens to or the person looking at them when it happens. It's got to be
No, I think it's the person that actually has the affliction probably has to, because they have to explain it to people, you know. I think that'd be tough.
But if that was your long-term partner and...
Well, you'd be used to that.
I don't know that. I don't know that you would get used to it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Her laughing in your face every time you...
I don't think I'd like to laugh one.
That's the thing.
The crying was kind of an emotional thing. I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. She's crying.
It's pretty cool.
Once I found out
what it
was.
You brought her to tears.
Once I found out what it was. Because you're right. At first,
because
thinking,
she liked it.
Oh, you do that for everybody.
Thank you.
But it is at least confirmation that the goal was accomplished.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
Right. You're probably...
A little tougher to fake crying than it is fake an orgasm, you know?
And it's really tough to fake laughing, as Todd shows.
No, you can.
Unless you're a really good actress.
Yeah, I know.
And you could fake it that way.
Yeah. Wow.
I just think it would be hard to get accustomed to be seeing tears and be like, oh, this is going well.
Yeah.
Or being laughed at.
Right. No, once again.
I hit the spot.
You're with the same person all the time. You know they're, you know, they know it.
She's crying and laughing and who's your daddy?
Right. What's wrong? Nothing. It was just so good.
Yeah, but say even that through laughter, like, no, that's great.
Yeah, through laughter, it would be tougher to hear. Yeah, you're not going to buy that one. That was really great. Yeah, that's why I laughed.
I loved it. Ha!
Today's National No Dirty Dishes Day.
Your dong is a joke.
That stuck to the table. That did stick to the tape, and I want that one. What does that mean? Keep them dirty
or
what?
I wish you could put those two sentences together.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I did say something, and I didn't
know. About how he wants that one. Right.
So, you keep your dirty dishes dirty or you wash them?
National No Dirty Dishes Day.
Nah, whatever.
We had this at our house briefly yesterday because we ran out of the little pods for the dishwasher.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Does that mean you need to clean them immediately?
Or just use paper plates today?
Yeah.
It's whatever you want to do. Either just don't have any dirty dishes at the end of the day, I guess.
Yeah, because you got to dirty them up at some point, unless you're just eating off paper towels or the floor.
You say that like there's something wrong with it.
No, we got
or some sort of paper plate.
I get paper. We have a bunch of paper plates. I use that for myself anymore. I don't have to do anything. I just throw it away. Yeah.
I'll just grab a paper towel for a handful of something. You know, just snack.
Put a steak on there.
Yeah. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
Our house, like, I wanted to shut the whole house down at the thought of having to do all the dishes in the dishwasher.
Because you're out of pods?
Yeah, we're out of pods. Like, do we have to move? What do we do?
Wouldn't it be quicker to run to the store?
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Wheeler Walker Jr. going to phone the program later on this morning. Looking forward to that. Nick's dad, Mark, will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a big Wheeler Walker Jr. fan.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
He will be here tomorrow, and also I saw a picture of him and your sister at Wicked. Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't twist your arm for that?
I wasn't asked. I might have laughed. Like, this isn't a comedy, but
this sucks.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not. All right. He'll be here tomorrow, and Nick's taping his new album tomorrow night at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Craig Peters going to phone the program tomorrow. And Kelly Carlin is actually calling.
I'm still waiting on confirmation, but I'm pretty sure that'll happen tomorrow.
George Carlin documentary.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Is that Netflix or HBO?
HBO.
Okay.
Well, a lot of his old clips are circulating.
I know.
And
they're so.
It's still.
They're on par.
Rings true.
Conservatives' abortion bit, from 25, 30 years ago. It was an amazing bit, That might have been that was probably mid-80s, I think he did an abortion bit,
Yeah, and the wealthy controlling everything, and us not having rights, their temporary privileges.
We did, Todd and I brought George Carlin on stage here at the Orpheum in Omaha, mid-90s, and we were backstage, got the chance to say hi to him, and then we brought him on stage, and I remember this joke, and it'd been going around for a while, where he starts off the show this way, and we're sitting in the crowd, I'm thinking, I hope he does this joke to start off with. And they don't say, hey, here's George Carlin. We were on before the opening act. And George Carlin never says during his time, I saw him twice in concert back in the day, and they never said, please welcome George Carlin. He would just walk out.
Right.
The crowd, everyone's just silent, and he just walks out on stage. I love that because he's George Carlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he walks out on stage, he grabs a mic, and he says, the first thing he says, you ever notice the women that are against abortion you wouldn't want to bang anyway? No, use the word bang. And I just moved here, and I thought that was the best joke ever. And I saw half the crowd not laugh. I said, what? I'm thinking, what the hell was that? I said, this is George Carlin.
Yeah, what did you think you were in for?
Yeah, what do you think you're in for? And he's right.
First of all, good observation.
Great observation.
I think
half the crowd laughed. Half the crowd thought, ooh.
Well, that's such a great joke, but the balls to use that as an opener.
Nothing else. Not, hi, how you doing? Nothing.
Right. Thanks for being here.
Nope. You ever notice girls that are against abortion, you wouldn't want to bang anyway.
Did he have a musical act?
Yeah.
Open for him?
He traveled with that guy for years.
Right.
Dennis something. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that line.
Yeah, the documentary's going to be great. Right?
That line rings in my head every time I see the Handmaid's Tale license plate that this state has, and I look at a female driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are going to join the new Yellowstone prequel, 1932.
Yeah, they're all going to be good, man. Harrison Ford's going to be like a regular on that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's going to be great.
Some star power,
the writing's amazing.
Following the Dutton family during the time of Prohibition, the Great Depression, and expansion to the West.
Yeah.
This is the second prequel.
I assume he'll
18 and 83.
I assume he'll be playing the older version of the little kid from 1883.
That's what I'm guessing, too. You're right.
Yeah.
He'd be that age, right? Yeah.
Be 40 years later.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
50.
Yeah.
This is good news, but it sucks that they're not, wrapping up, filming then.
I know.
But every one of these.
Set to debut in December.
Every one of these just pulls major stars.
Yeah, he does. Well, the writing's so amazing.
That's not that. It's going to debut in December?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome.
Good. Well, I feel completely differently, but either they're going to be it's going to be a year and a half.
I know.
What's that guy's last name? Taylor Sheridan?
Sheridan.
That guy's amazing.
Crazy amazing, right? The way he writes.
Did you see the promos finally are out for that Jeff Bridges show that we've been hearing about for 2 years now, The Old Man.
Yeah, but it's, who's writing that?
I don't know. It's okay. It's on FX.
Okay. Regular FX.
Yeah, regular FX. Yeah. Starts in the middle of June, and he's like...
What's he play? I love Jeff Bridges.
He's like a retired CIA spy or something who's... Okay. You know, they found me. They found me, and now I'm, you know, and it looks like it's, you know...
Oh, he's great everything.
Globetrotting, spy, mystery, they're cool. Coming after him.
All right.
It looks really good.
Yeah. I haven't seen the previews yet, but I will watch that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that first episode of Barry last night.
And you love it?
Yeah, I liked it.
It gets crazy, man. You'll love it.
And it was different. I fell asleep like just as I, you know, there were some gunshots that woke me up. So I think I need to go back and watch.
Fell asleep
like
right after you started laughing, the last couple of minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep. It's 28 minutes. Don't fall asleep in it.
I was tired. obviously, but
yeah,
I liked. Like that version, I hadn't seen Bill Hader like that.
It's
because a lot of times he's got, you know, that sly, like, off the corner of his eye, like he's in on the joke, but the way he's just played this totally straightforward.
You'll be in for a treat because you haven't seen this. We're watching the third season now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an amazing show.
And you can catch up quick.
Oh, yeah.
If you stay awake.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I want to catch up quick.
No, because
then I'm
really
just
good.
Like out of stuff to watch.
It's really good.
Oh, you want to pace yourself?
Yeah.
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 If this other show comes out in December,
you're starting to plan. Oh, right. Plan your life.
I'll watch a Barry every 4 days or whatever until
we found out. Craig mentioned off the air that they didn't pick up Joe Coy's comedy Joseph, but they still like Joe Coy and they want to do something else with him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So essentially, he's got not a show, but a developmental deal.
Right. But his movie's still coming out at the end of the year, right?
August.
It's called Easter Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so weird that Spielberg could be like, yes, and ABC can be like, okay. I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dumbass Eric Clapton has COVID.
Yeah. I didn't realize you told me that he was vaccinated because he's an anti-vax douchebag.
Yeah.
Well,
Very much so.
He's like the Fox News crew. They're all vaccinated, and they come out and tell you not to get vaccinated.
He was one of those guys that said, oh, I'm not going to play any arenas that require a proof of vaccination, and then 4 days later played the Tasty Freeze or whatever the one down in New Orleans is.
Yeah,
and that
he played a Tasty Freeze. His career.
He had to sell so many chili dogs at that arena,
sucking on them too.
But that particular
he
venue,
did that song too,
at the time at least, required proof of a vaccine.
And that includes performers.
Right.
Now, Clapton, when he got the second COVID vaccine, he called that disastrous.
Oh, relax. Sometimes people have reactions and you're fine. And guess what? You live when you get COVID then.
And then he's talking about propaganda, you know, blah, blah,
shut
blah.
Shut up.
Maybe Clapton. He should focus on making his concerts more interesting.
Yeah, well, that's too late for that.
Yeah. That went away a long time ago.
Now he's playing the Tasty Freeze.
He lost interest in the backswing. probably about 88.
Yeah.
The staff at that Tasty Freeze Arena has to get so sick of hearing that song. Be like, did they cover it too? Yeah okay.
Yeah.
Real original.
Yeah.
It's actually the Smoothie King.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're close.
Or you play the Tasty Freeze down the street.
Sure.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be an arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to play outside the Tasty Freeze.
Put an amp in the corner and just played right there.
Oh, right outside the Tasty Freeze there is the Superdome.
Yeah.
Clapton said he had the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's not authorized for use in the U.S., but has been authorized by the World Health Organization for use in other countries, including the U.K.
Nick makes a good point because you're not sucking on the chili dog inside the Tasty Freeze.
No.
It's outside.
Outside Tasty Freeze.
Sir, you're going to have to go outside if you want to do that.
That's an outside chili dog.
It's too erotic inside. I was sucking on that dog inside. Take it outside. That lady laid a chili dog, by the way, in the Wichita Beauty Salon. Just put that in your mouth right now so you can enjoy your breakfast.
Mercifully, the Wichita police did not identify the shop either. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was a beauty supply place, but that's it.
Word will get around.
Hell, in Wichita, they know.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of those.
Well, I mean, if you got two probably or three, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Probably more than you think.
Yeah. Right.
From here, now it's the one that they all poop in.
Yeah. Right. There's plenty of them in this town.
Not all of them.
Is this the one the lady pooped in?
Yes.
Is this the home of the pooper trader? Yeah.
You see the story about the 2-year-old kid in Texas grabbed his mom's unlocked cell phone, started pressing buttons. He ordered 31 burgers from McDonald's DoorDash.
Well, dream come true.
You went there. You went to DoorDash at 2?
He had no idea what he was doing. He was just punching buttons.
He hit the lottery.
You got to punch a lot, man. I ordered DoorDash. You have to really confirm your order and everything. He must have just been little fingers going crazy.
Take this kid's a genius.
Right? He is genius.
She wants to take him to the slot machines now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the odds of doing that are crazy.
And as a parent, how can he even be pissed about that?
Well, she wasn't that pissed.
All these burgers show up, and you're like,
what the
great idea.
It wasn't like she bought a car or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a Carvana. I mean, it actually cost probably like $100. So what?
Let's eat probably the not even that.
Yeah. $91.70, including the $16 tip.
$100.
And he's tips well.
Yeah.
20%. Sounds like.
Yeah.
He must have hit the 20% button.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. He could have gone to like Amazon and ordered hundreds, thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Mom got a DoorDash notification at some point explaining that her order was running behind because of its large size. What?
That's funny, man.
And so instead of throwing away the 31 burgers, she just got on the Facebook page and said, hey, anybody need a burger? Come on over. And somebody came over and got 6.
Anybody need a burger?
Well, that's a dream come true, too.
Right.
Especially if you're
scrolling
that
through
got
Facebook. Like, oh, hey.
One of your Facebook friends
McDonald's
has 31
burgers?
This is what we've trained for. Yeah. Go.
Did it say how many she gave the kid?
He only had half of one.
His little stomach.
She had 30 and a half.
Yeah.
Feed me, I'm starving.
Minus 6.
Right.
That's the proper use of social media.
Yes. Just
to get on there and say, listen, I've got too many hamburgers. Right. Help me out.
Yes.
That's how social media should be used.
Sounds like communism.
And then other people, you know, got on the story and said that their slightly older kid ordered the entire NBA league pass.
Yeah. That's
another person... let their 1.5-year-old play with their phone. Somehow they clicked on Amazon and ordered 3 iPhones.
See, there you go.
How many kids are blamed when dad orders, like an OnlyFans page or something like that, and the wife finds it?
All of them at my house.
Yeah. You blame it on your 13-year-old now.
Yeah.
And he can talk.
He got on my phone for some reason.
26-year-old Olivia Ortz, O-R-T-Z.
Who'd she bang and where'd she teach? Because you looked right at Puss, so I mean, she's Googling her face.
Western PA, New Wilmington.
Well, Western PA Steeler fan, so what's a Steeler fan look like?
She's all right. Accused the 26-year-old choir teacher, accused of having a sexual relationship with an underage student.
You would probably want to bang her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her husband reported the relationship.
Hello!
I would do the jazz hands for her.
Yeah. You wouldn't get laid if you did the jazz hands.
So. Oh, you don't know.
She's a choir teacher.
Yeah, you
that's
might
her thing.
Not. You might not.
I've seen what it looks like.
She might teach you the jazz hands.
Yeah. Maybe not you.
She's hot.
No, her husband reported the alleged relationship to the high school principal after finding a love letter to his wife from the 17-year-old girl.
Oh!
Hello!
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'd feel a little better about that. You can't compete with that.
No, you can't.
Ortz and the teen.
And come to think of it, you probably couldn't compete with a 17-year-old boy either.
A little more stamina involved there. And come back for more without a sandwich, too, I'm sure.
The teacher and the teen were apparently communicating in March, and the girl stayed at her home while the husband was out of town. They snuggled, they watched TV, and then, you know, then they went to bed where they engaged in some sort of illegal activity.
Scissoring.
The victim told police she went back to the home several times to comfort Miss Ortz after her husband discovered the relationship. Her husband also works at the school. The complaint says that after Miss Ortz was informed that an investigation was being conducted into the matter, she continued communicating with the girl. They were leaving posts on a Spotify music app. Police say that The two exchanged over 100 messages until the victim's dad discovered the conversation and took away her access to technology.
Yeah, there was a woman in
no
town.
No more comforting.
There was a teacher in this town 5-6 years ago, which had a relationship with a high school girl, and that lady went to jail, man. I remember that.
Is that the one that
this lady probably ended up
falling in love and getting married later?
No, then this was two girls, like I said, just like that was grooming and all that crap, you know. Yeah, she's hot.
Not like just combing their hair, Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd been telling her husband that the tears meant she was orgasming the whole time.
Yeah, one of the guys knew she had, bisexual tendencies.
He does now.
She does. He does now.
Fully aware.
And she was hot. She definitely was hot. I'll give you that. You
know? Well, that's worst case scenario, too. If you're the dude, she's like, what if I bring a girl home? He's like, oh, cool. She's like, no, an adult. Yeah. What are you doing?
Nice sad girl.
Right, yeah.
I just, you brought a student home. Well, at least you knew better.
Right. Is she in your class?
Right, yeah.
Good God.
Don't bang your students. All right, wait. Just wait. Like chorus, wait. You know?
Yeah.
We'll wait till you're 21. Or out of school.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.